everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, usually we do this from our prayer cabin over in Arkansas, but last year and this year, we were prevented from doing that. But I believe we'll do it next year. We've had a lot of changes up there and a lot of repair, and it's beautiful. But we're here on Eagle Mountain Lake here in Fort Worth, and it's not too bad at that, do you think? And good morning, my love.
Hello.
You are beautiful today.
Thank you.
As usual.
I appreciate all the encouragement
I can get.
Thank you.
And in praying over this, and seeking the Lord for what we are supposed to be doing today, the word of the Lord came to me. Well, it has more than one time, but particularly for this week's broadcast and possibly next week. We'll see what the Lord has to say about that. But divine healing, but greater than that is divine health. Just don't get sick in the first place. Now, Gloria and I have, excuse me, have lived in divine health for a long time.
That's right.
And I heard the Lord say years ago, start walking and don't stop. I disobeyed that. And twice over the years, I preached myself to complete exhaustion. And that kind of stress on my heart caused me to have a pacemaker. Now, when they checked, they were checking my heart and so forth to see. I didn't have a blood flow problem. There was one blocked artery, but it had bypassed itself, so that wasn't it. It was the stress, and it was the electrical timing of my heart.
Hmm.
Well, so what? And I said to the Lord, I said, well, I'll get this by faith. He said, no, you're too far behind the power curve, which is an aviation term that says you need to go ahead and do this. So the cardiologist that put me through all that said, I quote, you're a very rare case.
I could have told him that.
Now, come on now, baby. Hang on here. No. You see, you understand? This happens all the time. But when you're married to your best friend, then we giggle with one another all the time. This happened. I got to tell you this. You know, on DirecTV, and we were watching Healing School or something in the bed. And I put it on pause, and it came back and said, press any button to clear this screen. And so, and I came back in there, and she said, that doesn't work. I said, what do you mean that doesn't work? She said, press any button to clear this screen doesn't work. I said, what? And I looked over there, and she had her finger on her pajama button. Well, okay.
But didn't you tell me to do what you said?
Now, let me do this. Well, the joy of the Lord is, and a merry heart doth good like a medicine, and that's one of the reasons we never get sick. Anyway, that cardiologist said,
what?
You're a very rare case. He said, you are a rare case.
Yeah, I knew that.
And then he teared up. He said, you came in here with a very sick heart, and you are leaving with a perfectly normal heart.
Praise God.
That's when you know what to do. The problem was mine. I disobeyed God. But just to let you know, I have my flight physical in my pocket. Glory to God. Amen.
Good.
And all is well. Now, Let's take a look here. Let me unravel this thing. Did you put this together? That's what happens when you do it at the boat dock.
That's why we have TV.
In the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet. Who hath believed our report, and to whom the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Listen now, grief is forbidden. It is forbidden. Let's look over here in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. I beseech you and exhort you by the Lord Jesus that you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so that you abound more and more. For you know the commandments we gave to you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we have forewarned and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, unto holiness. Therefore, he that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given to us the Holy Spirit. But touching brotherly love, you need not that I write you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all brethren which are in Macedonia. We beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you study to be quiet unto your own business, work with your own hands, we commend you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not. I saw that, and the Lord corrected me. I was going into a home-going service for a person, and I knew them. It wasn't part of the family. At least this one wasn't. He said, I want you to notice how many people are saying, I'm sorry. Oh, we're so sorry. I've had people to come up to me and said that about my mother. We're so sorry you lost your mother. I said, I didn't lose her. I know exactly where she is. She's in heaven. I didn't lose her. She just moved. She's in my future. I'm not sorrowful about it. Now, there was a moment. Now, when he said sorrow not, that is the Greek word, lapeo, which is grief. Grieve not, for we are not a people that have no hope. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Grief is a killer. And just be sorry, just sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Sorry, 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 sorry. Well, are you sorry? You sorry thing. That's what it sounds like. Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you? You need to use the word apologize if you're apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry I did that. No, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not grieving about it. I apologize to you. That's the proper word. Now, being sorry is a habit. And there are people that know what the Lord showed me about that, and they'll come up and they say, sorry, I apologize. Well, it is a grieving word. Now, there is a place, and there have been times where I realized that I grieved the Spirit of God. I didn't intend to, but I did. And I just fall into that place, and I said, Lord, I am so sorry. Oh, please forgive me. And I stand on your word in 1 John chapter 1, and I confess it as a sin, and you cleanse me of that unrighteousness, and I thank you for it. I receive it, and I'm forgiven, and I roll all the care of it over on you. All right. Now, I want you to notice this. Surely, this is a sure thing, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Well, the Lord won't let me get away from this grief. God is faithful. Gloria's younger brother, Stanley, and I smile when I think about Stanley. Stan was a mess. he's just funny as a little boy. Anyway.
He's scary.
Yeah, he was. When we were there at her grandfather's house one day and we smelled a little smoke and walked in there and there was fire underneath the mattress and everybody just said, Stanley! He came in there. Did you do that? He said, no, a rabbit did it. Anyway, there's a highway right there close to our prayer cabin. And I can just see it. It instead of doing this like it should have been, because it's a curve, it's an adverse angle like this. You really need to slow down going around this curve. Stanley was asleep. In the front seat of that pickup. And so he, and the pickup just launched and hit the woods and burned. Well, the news of that came, and so we as a family just gathered together. And I did what that said, comfort one another with these words, particularly Gloria's mother, Ma Dear. And so, anyway, not long after that, Gloria was in a women's conference meeting. And this woman was giving her experience about having gone to heaven. And she talked about the fact that she went to the angel led her to her brother-in-law's mansion. And she said it was just magnificent. And she said that while she was there, the children came in with flowers in a basket. And when they put the flowers on the floor, the flowers stood up and sang because there's no death in heaven. So a flower can't die. And anyway, as she said, they had a meeting. And everybody was just shouting and praising God. And Jesus walked out on the platform. And she said, when that happened, the dome were angels and they just took off and flew away. She came up to Gloria then after the service. She said, Gloria, you don't know me, but I have a message for you. Now, let me tell you something about Stanley. He was a journeyman rock and brick mason. He built the chimney on our prayer cabin there in Arkansas. And his waist is about this big around. And his back, and he's so strong, he took two buckets of mud and climbed that ladder with those, and he had a scaffold up there. Gloria's brother Doug was saying, I said, Doug, I hope you got your licks in on your little brother. He said, I'm not going there. He's so powerful. Well, I bought him a brand new dress shirt to go to church, first thing he did was cut the sleeves out and throw those, because his arms were so big right here that it just, he put his coat on it, just his arms, were, the coat was even tight. She came up to Gloria. She said, Gloria, I have a message from you. She said, you know, the next big event here in there in heaven is the marriage supper of the Lamb. And she said, the dining rooms are just enormous. And she said, I walked up there and I noticed a young man and he put his place settings down and he walked over to me and he said, would you tell Gloria I was not in that truck when it burned? And she said, the strange thing about it, he's the only one there that his garment didn't have any sleeves. Glory to God. It was Stanley. And that's just so sweet and kind of the Lord. Well, that just alleviated all the grief. I was driving down the freeway here in Fort Worth, and I knew Mother was at that point. She was about to go, and it was bothering me. And all of a sudden, and I was going through all of those scriptures, and I was just driving along there, and I just suddenly, in my car, and suddenly I just said, fly, little bird, fly. And it was gone. And I could conduct her service. And right here at EMIC, people say, you did her service? Sure. She's the one that prayed me in. In fact, she prayed Gloria and me both. Anyway. So my dad was sitting there. And there's a portrait back in the day when they didn't even have color film. But this portrait was taken in, well, they had color film, but anyway, this was taken and then enhanced in color by an artist with her head back on a cushion. And, she was about 30 years old when that was taken. And so I sat there next to my dad and, I said, Dad, that's who you're looking for. He looked at me and he said, well, it is, isn't it? And he had a smile on his face. So I was able to minister to my dad. These things are extremely important. What is so important about this? It says, surely he has borne it. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, our shalom, was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. That's Jesus. This book is Jesus. He is in every book of this holy covenant, blood covenant book. Now, let's go over to Matthew. That was first covenant. This is second covenant. Now, it says New, Old Testament and New Testament. But it is a book of covenants. And I'll tell you something else about that in a moment. In the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. He was talking about Cornelius, his servant, and Cornelius was the one that built the synagogue in Capernaum. But the children of kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto Cornelius, go your way, as you have believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed that selfsame hour. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand, the fever left her. she arose and ministered unto them. And when evening was come, they brought many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So that's been fulfilled. Now, and the classic Amplified, surely he hath borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Glory to God. And now, and when Jesus went into Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying ill with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She got up, began waiting on him. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirit with a word and restored to health all who were sick. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. That demands divine health. Anyway, glory to God. In Exodus 23, I'll just tell you what it says in the first covenant. I will take sickness away from the midst of you and the length of your days I will fulfill. That's the Almighty God speaking. The length of your days I will fulfill. Do you hear me? I'll tell you about that tomorrow because I experienced it. We're out of time. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be back in just a moment.
Life situations can feel hopeless, but you, as a believer in Christ Jesus, have a life force that lives inside you. In the Miraculous Love Package, including the book by Kenneth Copeland, Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, he describes how you can be surrounded by God's love and walk in the miraculous in your everyday life. Partnered with the Force of Forgiveness teaching on CD or digital download, Brother Copeland explains how forgiveness is the life force for you and your family. See how forgiveness is a force that relates exactly to healing, and to forgive others is an act of faith. There are things available to us in walking in the love of God that are not available in any other way. Learn how to apply this in your family life, on the job, and in everyday life. God's love in you changes situations. Request your free copy of the Miraculous Love Package. Walk in God's love and forgiveness, and make living in the supernatural and the miraculous part of your everyday life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The anointing is manifestation of the blessing. The blessing of Abraham, which is on us.
When he created man in the beginning, one of the first things he did was pronounce his blessing upon him, because it was his intent that man experience increase all the days of his life.
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 9th through the 11th. Register at kcm.org/omaha today.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Be sure and download the study notes. They have all the scriptures and the teaching points from every broadcast. Use them to preach from or teach small group. Download free. Go to kcm.org/notes. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember this. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Well, give the Father a praise and a worship his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.